Hello, welcome to Newspox. It's Monday the 8th of September and we're back after our summer break.
Yes, our fantastic summer break.
Did you have a lovely summer break, Zina?
Yeah.
What did you do?
My summer break, I went to the Isle of Wight for one day.
Wow, what did you do there?
Stood in some mud.
And what did you do for the other 8 weeks of our summer break?
I worked.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I went in the Big Brother house for the summer break.
Did you?
Yeah, what I did was I played it cool and I kept my head down and kept quiet.
Right.
So nobody knew I was there, and then I won.
Fantastic.
So that was good.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I thought I'd spotted you. There's, you know, when the food kept going missing?
Yeah.
I thought, that's Max and Michelle. But then I was thinking, well, where will she hide? Because they need a reasonably big-sized cupboard for you to get in. So I sort of knew you were there, but wasn't sure exactly.
I mainly disguised myself as a beanbag.
Right.
I just took in a big, voluminous red.
And there was that time when all the water disappeared from the swimming pool, so Michelle's been in.
So what's been the new... I mean, I've been in the Big Brother house, so I'm clearly very, very ignorant. In more ways than one. But what's the news been over the summer? What's been the big stories?
Well, this is your ideal opportunity to find out, isn't
it? It is, yeah.
The bloody American election is still going on.
Well, they're not even going to vote until November, is that the case? Something like that,
anyway. Yeah, but we've got...
This chair's not got any less squeaky.
No. We've got a new woman in the frame.
Tell me about her.
Sarah Palin.
Is she any relation to Michael?
No.
Oh, that means I don't have to vote.
No. She's a hockey mom, whatever the fuck that is.
It's a mom who plays hockey.
And she's a creationist.
Right. And she likes shooting.
She likes shooting and abortion.
She doesn't...
Oh, no, she doesn't like abortion and she does like shooting.
Yeah. And she has a beehive.
She has a beehive.
She's,
yeah.
I mean, in the hairstyle sense. Yeah, she does live in Alaska. I don't think bees thrive in Alaska.
No, it's a bit cold for them. Not much pollen about. More sort of snow. They might have snow bees. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Snow bees.
Snow bee.
You just invented a whole new animal.
It's a good one. Yeah.
So I'm not liking the sound of her much, but she's a lady. So, you know, do you think people will vote for just because she's a lady?
You know, people are going, oh, well, we liked Hillary, so she's a sort of similar mood. But how can anybody... How can she stand up and say she's a creationist? How can anybody fucking take her seriously for even a second?
But Americans are quite mad for religion.
They're fucking stupid.
I think Tony Blair might have been a creationist.
And she just keeps going, you know what, I'm normal. I'm just a hockey mum. I don't belong in Washington. I'm just a hockey mum.
Well, do you know what? Stay watching hockey and don't start fiddling around with our politics, missus. In the world politics. The thing I've heard about her is that until last year, she had never owned a passport or been abroad.
Mm.
And you think, how can you be the deputy leader of the free world?
Second most powerful person in the entire
without
world.
Without ever having visited anywhere that isn't Alaska.
Terrifying.
It is. Yeah, no, it's quite scary. So, that's a big story then, the American election.
I
tell you what I like.
I do worry more and more about the world.
Well, I mean, that's another big story, isn't it, really? Worrying about the world.
Yeah.
Particularly economically.
Yeah.
That's been a rumbling on story, hasn't it?
Mm. Although, economically, in a way, I almost think that the economic downturn could be the thing that helps to save the environment.
Yes, I think you're possibly right with that.
It could be the only thing
that
stops people...
The whole petrol thing's going mental.
Because
people can't afford to use petrol much anymore.
People can't afford to
And that's not
fly.
Necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not. And people might stop wasting food and eating so many cows and things.
I've heard an interesting thing talking about the economy and food.
Mm-hmm.
Wasting cows, did you say?
Eating cows.
Oh, so wasting them.
Wasting food and eating cows.
I like the wasting a cow.
Throwing food away.
Yeah, you've got to eat every little bit of the cow. I think they do with sausages. Don't know. It's pork, isn't it? So.
I think they use the cow, the manufacturers, but it's just that it ends up in people's fridges and then it ends up in people's bins.
I've thrown away quite a lot of food this summer because I was in Big Brother and I forgot to cancel my vegetable box.
Oh dear. Did Penny not have any?
No.
She
just left it all go rotten. Yeah, the thing I've learned about the credit crunch is, whilst most groceries are going up, I think shopping bills have gone up by 12%, haven't they? Broccoli, the price of broccoli's coming down. So get eating broccoli, kids.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
that's good news. Because it's quite expensive.
Mix it in with a bit of pasta. Yeah. Bit cheese.
The pesto? Oh, that's a dealio, isn't it?
It's a dealio, yeah.
That recipe that you need to follow.
Yes, the recipe of putting some pasta and some pesto together.
I'll tell you what, I've used
together.
That recipe.
I'll tell you what, if you open up my Delia cookbook, that page is splattered with broccoli and cheese pesto. And pesto. Just going to use it so many times. I'm always referring back to it.
Yeah, I have to refer back to it because I never know what amounts to use. Like, how much broccoli?
It's hard to judge with
you
broccoli
have to measure
and pasta
it out
and
then
pesto.
All the washing up at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a dinner party classic, though, isn't it?
This has just astonished me.
What?
I've only just read it properly. You know, this 80,000-seat venue at Stratford for the Olympics...
was costing 400 million or something.
525 million.
Okay, I was...
Guess what they're going to do with it once the Olympics is over.
Are they going to turn it into a centre... I can see what they're going to do. Are they going to turn it into an illegal immigrant centre? Lock them all in there?
No, but we could, you know...
Primark?
No idea. No.
Oh, what a shame, is it?
Not really. Think of some better ideas.
Better ideas. Affordable housing.
Yeah, good idea.
Keep it as a sports stadium and try and shift the economy, you know, encourage people to go and see more sport and participate in more sports.
Yeah, so what? Get people more healthy and therefore less strain on the NHS.
Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, get kids off the streets and involved in clubs.
Yeah, be good. Give them, like, you know, bikes to hire and they can go in the velodrome.
Yeah.
For free. Well, for hire.
So just within a minute,
yeah.
We've got a few nice ideas there.
Yeah.
What they're going to do is knock it down.
Brilliant. And then what they're going
to... Because it only costs 525 million, yeah. So that's sort of temporary,
and we've got all that space, those holes in the country that we need to fill up, so they can use it as landfill.
Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Or just, you know, the building.
Yeah. Knock it down and build a football ground.
Oh, yeah, because, that's good. Yeah. There aren't that many football grounds.
Why do they need to knock it down to have a football... I mean, can 525 million pounds, surely they can have a fucking game of football there anyway.
Well, at least they could, yes. You're right. Ridiculous.
Oh,
I'm going to go back to the economy now.
If they're going to do that, I think, fuck it, let's not have the Olympics. We're going to be so fucking stupid.
But what are we going to do? We can't give them someone else at this late stage. We have to kind of do it. It's going to be... Let's talk about the Olympics, because that happened. And it's the Paralympics is still going on.
Yeah. Did you see the opening to the Paralympics?
No, I didn't see the opening to either of them. I wasn't being prejudiced. I didn't see either of them.
It's incredible.
What happened?
Fantastic. They had all the hundreds of people dressed in these, like... coloured head-to-toe, like, little rubber outfits, so they look like jelly babies. It was absolutely brilliant.
Parade of the Jelly Babies.
I'm sure it's on YouTube, but I'll
have a look at that. Yeah, because obviously there's the problem that Beijing's, but they've done spectacular ceremonies. That was so good, because there's loads of Chinese people. They're all very organised and quite obedient.
Quite
sure. So they could do the sort of formation stuff very easily.
Flashy.
Yeah, whereas in this country, that's going to be a problem.
Because we're all different heights, different hair colour.
That sort of thing, yeah. Different colour.
We look a mess.
So we did that sort of handover ceremony, didn't we? Where they had Leona Lewis.
Oh, was it Leona Lewis?
Leona Lewis and David Beckham's.
Mm-hmm. And fucking M people.
Yeah, well, they weren't in Beijing. They were in around London doing something. I mean, obviously, yeah. Exactly. What I'm saying is shabby.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is, like my job, come up with something that typifies the British character, but isn't expensive to kind of, for our opening ceremony.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was discussing this with some people, I can't take credit.
Charles and Dave
is a good idea. Also, sort of an It's a Knockout style giant costume. Stuart Hall is perfect for the job.
Yeah. Jordan.
Perhaps Jimmy Savile. Doing something.
Yeah.
What a great big chair on wheels. Giving out gold medals. Actually, that's amazing. He'll probably be dead by then, really.
No.
I did overhear someone in the theatre earlier. Someone went, now then. And someone went, is he dead yet?
I think he's got a while to go.
Actual conversation overheard. He probably has. He'll live a long time. He's like the Queen Mum, isn't he?
Queen, she'll be dead. So it'll be King Charles, won't it?
King Charles Spaniel. Loads of King Charles Spaniels are just running around being cute. Anyway, so those are ideas for the Olympics.
But really...
The other news from the summer has been the weather. It's been rubbish.
Again?
Yeah. It was the wettest and darkest August, I think.
There's not been one day in London where I've been able to get up to work. You know what, I'll just put on a summer dress or a simple skirt.
And we bought all those simple summer dresses in preparation.
Yeah.
What have we been wearing? Sodden jeans.
Sodden jeans, Wellingtons, jumpers.
Sou'westers.
Cagoules.
That sort of thing.
Looking really pasty.
There's an amazing story. I know, I look dreadful. I actually did feel like I was grey all weekend. I felt like John Major's spitting image puppet. There you go for a topical reference. I had to actually use a scrub to kind of get a bit of colour in my cheeks.
Oh, you like a scrub?
I love a scrub. I've got a new one that warms up. It's really good. There's this amazing story about wherever that is. I don't know where is. It's Weir. Because, yeah, I used to live on Weir Road when I was a kid, and everyone used to go, Weir Road? And you go, no, Weir it. Oh, it's hilarious.
Is that like saying Doctor Who?
Yeah, a bit like that. So it's in Durham, not Durham. Anyway, it's someplace. There's a girl and her dad and the dog having a walk. Suddenly the girl gets sucked into a big sort of swollen river comes along, and she gets sucked into a storm drain where the top of the drain had come off.
Mm-hmm.
And in a surge of water, she'd gone straight down. This is amazing. Her dad went, fuck. She's just gone down a big tube in a big flow of water. And he actually was very sensible. She went about 50 yards under the water, and he worked out that she was going to come out in the river. He ran down, caught her in the river, saved her. Sadly, dog went the same way.
Well, fuck the dog. That's good.
That's a good story, isn't it? Yeah. So they saved it. But I think six people died over the weekend because of bad weather.
Yeah,
which
terrible.
Is horrible. Yeah, really awful.
It's a bit sort of like Augustus Gloop, isn't it?
I was just trying to work out what it was. I was thinking, is there something ever so Charlie of the Chocolate Factory about it? Because it's a little bit also like Veruca Salt as well.
Yeah, all of them really. Mike TV.
Not, what's the girl?
The one who turned into a blueberry.
That is Veruca Salt. Who am I thinking of? Who's the spoiled girl? Veruca Salt is the
blueberry. Violet Beauregard.
Yeah, her. That one.
He went purple.
This
is a good story. A doctor fed up with the NHS has quit. He was an anaesthetist for 30 years and he's quit and retrained as a hairdresser.
Look at the state of him, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let that man cut my hair. I mean, I'm unlikely to let him anaesthetise me, but certainly not cut my hair.
So I quite admire that.
No, it's good. There's no point moaning about your lot in life. You've got to go out and change it if you're not happy.
Yeah. And so he's given up a 120 grand a year job for presumably something like 14, 15 grand a year, isn't it?
Now, talking of jobs and giving them up and all, Marks and Spencers have turned all evil. They've become like Nazis. There's a whistleblower who worked for them, who came out and spoke to the media and said that M&S were thinking of cutting redundancy pay for their staff. And he's now said that there's like a real climate of fear amongst M&S staff. Mm-hmm. And they monitor the keystrokes used on all computers and everything, keep the data for like 6 years, and they monitor the calls and everything, record the calls. But actually, I think maybe that happens at lots of places.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
I don't know if I want to think M&S are evil.
I don't think they
are. But I don't want to think they're evil. I think I want to think they're wholesome and good.
But they give jobs to people coming out of prison.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's why they monitor them so closely.
Mm.
Keeping an eye.
I think that's quite a good thing. They have a special scheme.
And they give, like, jobs to sort of nice Monty old ladies, don't they?
They do.
Who are always charming.
Always, always really nice, yeah.
At the box office? At the...
At the till,
yeah.
You've done that quite a lot today. Are you particularly tired?
I am quite tired. I've also got a period.
You've got your period?
Yeah, I've got a bit... I'm just basically a bit confused about everything.
Right.
Yeah, what did I think? I said pictures instead of letters earlier. No, I mean, I always say map instead of calendar.
Yeah.
I've done a few.
You've done quite a few today, noticeably.
Basically, I'm thick, is it? Al Pacino apparently started wearing nail varnish, and he says it's a good way... He finds it relaxing, and he gets attention when he's got a movie out. And this is just a two-sentence story in the Metro. I don't think it gets him that much publicity. I think it's failing in that basic thing.
Jade Goody, as we know.
Oh, she's been in the news.
She's very brave, though, isn't she? Very, very brave.
Well, she's having a reality TV series made of her battle with cancer, isn't she?
Yeah. I think it'd be... I mean, obviously, it'd be funny if she just died in the first week of the reality
TV. It'd be funny in some ways, yes.
Yeah. Maybe.
It'd be weird if she became a martyr, wouldn't it?
Maybe that's what's needed to stop this nonsense.
What, this whole reality TV nonsense?
Yeah.
I don't know what can stop that. I mean, you know, Big Brother has been rubbish. So if I was in it, I know. There's been
maybe
a humpback whale.
Maybe you should have shown yourself a bit more. Got your knockers out or something.
Not very me, is it?
Were you the Chinese girl in
yeah,
makeup on?
Yeah. Talking of makeup, this is an amazing thing. They've come up with a concealer, Touche Éclat.
Oh, yeah.
For men.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically exactly the same, but it's in a black packet,
right.
I think. And they've chosen to advertise this, a hunk from Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
One of my houses. He's called Stuart Pilkington.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they've got this picture. This is so amazing. I wish... I'm going to have to put this somewhere so people can see it, because it is amazing. Look at the state of that. He looks like a fucking clown. He's got so much eye makeup on.
Mm.
And there's just a picture of him holding a concealer up under his eyes. He looks ridiculous. And no man's going to go, well, look, I aspire to look like this man who... It's not like he's got cool Russell Brand eye makeup on. He's got, like, really ridiculous eyelashes. Like, he's got a drag queen.
Well, he's one of these people that always look, anyway, like they're wearing eyeliner.
Like Phil Brown.
Yeah, he... All the time.
But he has got incredibly
he's got a lot
groomed
of
lashes.
He's got
look
lot
how
of
even
the...
groomed they are.
He's got a lot of mascara.
He's got an awful lot of mascara.
I don't think makeup for men's ever going to take off massively.
He's got his top off though, so let's have a look at that. It's not very... It's a really ridiculous picture. It made me laugh an awful lot this morning.
I don't know.
Google, if they're trying to take over the world.
Mm.
I don't know whether we need to stop them as well, or what, or whether it's a good thing. But they've...
It's not a good thing.
Okay, they've come up with Google Chrome, which is a internet browser.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of using whatever I use, that one.
Google.
Windows Internet Explorer. Exciting. Oh, it's not a search engine, it's a browser.
Oh, okay, like... Right,
like this.
Like...
Or Firefox is the one that...
Safari.
Yes. Firefox,
maybe. I think that sounds right.
Anyway, they've done one of those, and apparently in the clause where you sign it, saying what you'll do, it says you'll hand over the copyright to anything that you submit on the internet. So if you fill in a form, Google own it. And they'll share all your information with other people. And also, there's a bit here that says you will... sacrifice your soul once you're dead to Google. Quite the pact.
Yeah, I think I'll give that one a miss.
Mm.
Although I probably clicked on something similar for thingamabob without knowing it.
Facebook.
And even, do you ever read the terms and conditions?
No, never.
Never, I just clicked.
They're really long. Where's the time? Some of us have statuses to change.
There was a man and his son.
Oh, the classic story.
The man disappeared. The son hunted for him. He just, the father never came back.
How old was the son and how was the father at the time of the disappearance, approximately?
The son was 35.
Okay.
The father was 65.
So it wasn't like child neglect or anything?
No, no, but the father disappeared. 3 long years went by and a body was found. And they looked at the body and said, yes, that's him, all right. You can't really tell, but it looks like the sort of thing he might have worn. They had a funeral.
Oh dear.
They spread his ashes, and that was that. And then the son one day thought, I'm going to, 5 years later, I'm going to stop mourning now. Switch the telly on. Who was bloody on the television? His dad going, I don't know who I am.
Where's my pudding?
Does anybody know who I am? Where's my pudding? And he said, bloody hell, it's only me old man. Come back from dead. Turns out he was never dead at all.
No.
But...
Was he just hiding in the Big Brother house?
Well, he was like Harold Bishop from Neighbours. He'd lost his memory.
I actually got washed up in a rock pool.
So they met up now and that's all fine. And his memory's coming back.
But who was the other man?
Well, this is the thing. And you know what they're having to do?
Dig him up?
They've had to work out... Well, he was cremated.
Stick his ashes back together.
Yeah.
That's CSI. Sorry, yeah. I don't want that face on. I just pulled on.
So that's going to take quite a long time.
Mm. It's probably just a tramp, isn't it?
So if anyone's missing...
If anyone's missing a dad or a granddad.
Yeah.
And they think they might have died 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Phone up.
Don't
get in touch with us.
Phone up the BBC.
Yeah.
The MTV Music Awards happened. Britney Spears was on and apparently she was on tip-top form. She didn't sing.
Delighted to hear.
But she was looking ever so well and she won 3 awards for Best Video, Best Video and Best Video in different categories.
Good.
She didn't win Best Dancing,
right.
Which is a dancing competition and it was won by Girls Aloud.
Right.
And as a prize they won 3 7-inch singles of their choice and they chose Walk Like an Egyptian, True Blue and Love Comes Quickly by the Pet Shop Boys.
Nice choices. And what did Britney wear?
Oh, I don't know. I've just got a picture of her over the neck up here.
I know part of her speech.
What was it?
She said she owes her life to her dad.
Oh.
She said if he weren't him, I wouldn't be here. Which is true.
And she also said that she thought Russell Brand was very good. He was the presenter of the thing. He did some quite edgy material for an MTV thing about George Bush being a hick, which they don't normally... Normally, these things they like to stay in a neutral political ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people were quite offended. Some people found it refreshing. Mixed reports.
Mm.
Let's not talk about hurricanes. It's a bit depressing. Hey, apparently, they've done some research. The American Psychological Association, you know them. And it says that if you spend on a credit card, you're more likely to spend more than if you take cash. So here's a credit crunch tip for you. Just go to the cash point. Don't spend on your cards. Just keep cash in and only spend what you've got in your purse.
Yeah, so take
budget.
Out. Know what you need for the week. Take it out and don't go over it. If you run out, tough shit, you're going to have to walk and not eat.
This is... This is interesting. It's quite a big outlay. It's I'm not a paper cup, sorry, it's called. And it's a plastic cup. It looks exactly like a Starbucks cup.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's... Because Starbucks cups, apparently, you can't... You get now a 25% discount if you take your own mug in to get refilled, which is good.
Yeah.
They're encouraging people. But their paper cups are made from recycled material, but you can't recycle them because they've got plastic coating in to hold in the coffee, which I suppose is quite a useful thing in a cup.
You'd think we'd have worked our way around that.
Anyway, basically, it's like a flask, but it's in the shape of a plastic cup, so you don't look like a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy it. It's $12.99 from nigelsecostore.com, and you can go and get that refilled. I personally don't waste my money getting expensive coffees from a coffee shop.
No, if you're...
I go maybe 3 times a year, I'll have a coffee.
What with the credit crunch? It's
credit
not
crunch.
A good thing to be spending your money.
I'll tell you what, it is cheap. Tea bags.
Yeah.
You can always afford a cup of tea. Not if you go to a cafe.
No.
But go to the. It costs as much for a packet of tea bags as it does for a tea in a cap, and you can have 40.
Yeah, or 80.
It depends on what size bag of. Box of tea bags you buy.
You use a teapot as well if you're making tea for a few.
Betty.
Even better.
Right, there's a few very stupid stories in the paper today, as usual. Language scientists and ecologists. That seems odd. Anyway, basically, they're building up a database of text messages. I don't think of esteem of people to see the distinctive styles that people use, and they've already caught somebody using this. I don't know how much research is going on, how much money they've spent. But they've discovered recently that a man who's 48 was pretending to send text messages. They were from his ex-lover, who's 19, but he used words such as me and myself, where she wouldn't have said that because it was a local dialect. And that's taken, you know, examination of 100,000 million text messages to work that out. What was the other stupid... Oh, Kate Tunstall's got married. That's nice, isn't it? There's another stupid story about... Oh, here we are. If you, says that if you tell someone that you like them, then mm-hmm. they're more likely to like you.
Mm-hmm.
And that if they did some research on people and they showed them pictures of people's faces,
yeah.
and they thought people who were smiling rather than people who looked grumpy were more attractive. Another bit of worthwhile research there.
A mother bought a little...
A motherfucker?
No. No, a mother brought a little Superman outfit for her son.
Oh, I like them.
And it just fell apart straight away.
It's a low quality suit. That wouldn't happen to the real Superman. No. Where he got his outfits from?
Not Primark.
Specialists, probably. I mean, he had the original, so someone had to run them up for him.
Mm.
I don't think he did it. Maybe he did it himself. He'd probably be pretty quick on a sewing machine.
Yeah, he could probably do it with his eyes or something.
Maybe.
But, so it fell apart. So she phoned the shop up to complain. And they said, oh... Is it your Superman outfit?
No, I'm a grown woman.
It's my son's. And he said, well, I've got to speak to the owner. It's data protection. And she had to put her son on.
How old is he?
7.
Faith, my Superman outfit's fallen apart.
Yeah, and guess which stupid shop did this?
Tesco's.
No.
Marks and Spencer's. Primark. Yes. Marks and Spencer's?
Yeah.
Ooh, they've got Marks double black mark against their name
since
today.
Since apologised.
And they monitored that call as well, and all the keystrokes. Alright, are you ready to finish now? Oh look, there's the phones going through, we should probably just finish. Credit crunch making everyone ill because we're all not sleeping properly.
Angelina Jolie has got baby blues.
Oh,
that's
well, eyes.
She's trying to look after 6 kids under the age of 5.
It is mad, isn't it? I think she has help.
Yeah.
And the Daily Mail are giving away classic 80s albums this week. So buy the Daily Mail every day.
No, don't.
There, do it. Oh, God, last night there was this programme where Joanne Lumley went to see the Northern Lights. It was basically like Norway porn. It was amazing. It was fantastic.
What was she wearing?
Oh, she was wearing lots of layers of clothes, which she described in great detail. It was just great, though. It looked so nice. Right, that's it, then. We're back. And we're bad.
Girl.
Goodbye.
You've ruined it now, saying that.
Yeah, I know. Should we start again?
You fucking cretin.
Should we start again?